You're listening to Off the Hour on CKUT, broadcast 90.3 FM in Montreal, and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bugel. Last week in Verdun, councillors proceeded with changes to the rules around the fusion and subdivision of housing units, as well as tweaks to the language around tourist residences. But in the follow-up to those passing, local councillor Stuart Downey expressed a wish to see the borough take more action on housing.
Mais je veux que ça soit vraiment clair. Je n'oppose pas à mes collègues assis ici dans la salle. J'ai confiance dans ce que l'arrondissement va faire dans ce dossier-là.
He says, I want to be clear. I don't oppose my colleagues sitting here in the room. I have confidence in what the borough will do on this file. That said, in good conscience, knowing that we're in a crisis, there are lots of people with housing difficulties. I wanted to make sure that this vote expresses the reality in Verdun, the issues with the rental stock, and the housing crisis. Those issues were front and center at an anti-rent-eviction barbecue hosted by the CACV, or Comité d'Action des Citoyens de Verdun, last Friday night. Housing advocates and community members shared their stories about how the housing crisis is hitting Verdun.
Verdun is getting, it's been gentrifying for a while now. There's been a few waves of gentrification, but Verdun's hit hard by the housing crisis. We see an intense amount of rent evictions.
This is Lynn O'Donnell, a community organizer and social worker at the CACV. She says that as the building values rise in the neighborhood, rent evictions are becoming more common. The province and the city are both responsible for housing policy, but O'Donnell says they often use this shared responsibility in order to shift blame.
They just throw the ball to each other, blaming each other. Oh, I can't do anything because it's a provincial matter and whatever, you know. But we know that Projet Montréal could do a heck of a lot more. In Verdun here, all our city councillors, or at least almost all of them, are Projet Montréal. And right now we're trying to push them to apply a moratorium on any kind of permit that could lead to eviction.
An eviction moratorium may be a tough sell for politicians, and it definitely is for landlords. But O'Donnell says it's necessary to counteract rent evictions and housing expansions, which often end up being evictions by stealth.
You know, rent eviction can mean a lot of things. It can mean, like, they say they want to repossess your unit for themselves or someone in their family, or they decide they want to play with the configuration of the apartment, like the sizing of it, and they want to just evict you so they can tear down walls and make it bigger, which is what we see a lot of. And that's our main concern right now, are those types of evictions. But there's all kinds, you know, there's the kind where your landlord will say, oh yeah, I'm going to do some renovation, and then they make you leave. You still have the right to come back, but oftentimes they push it. They make people's lives a living hell, it's, you know, and they don't come back. That's like a classic rent eviction. Yeah, but we also see a lot of harassment. We see a lot of elderly people who've been here forever, who pay like somewhat reasonable rents, and, you know, the landlord rents the one upstairs from them for like triple the rent, you know, so they're like, of course we need to get rid of you, and they'll do it by all means necessary. And they do it by getting permits from Verdun, you know, the municipal government.
The CACV says that in the last 4 years, they've seen about 20 evictions for housing expansions. Because of rising rents in the neighborhood, people who are evicted aren't often able to stay in Verdun. Organizers say the borough has lost almost 3,000 low-income households in the past 5 years.
Right now, when that happens and people want to like make these renovations, or landlords want to make these renovations, they're kicking someone out who has nowhere else to go. Evictions were never good, but before, at least you could theoretically find another apartment. Now you get kicked out and you are totally screwed.
At the provincial level, the CACV are concerned about Bill 31, but not just because it's getting rid of lease transfers. It's the shift from social to affordable housing in the bill and the creation of the Programme d'habitation abordable Québec that has housing advocates worried.
The devil is in the details with this bill. They are, with Bill 31, opening up subsidies to the private sector. They've completely cut Accès Logis, which was the only program in Quebec dedicated to social housing, replacing it with a program called the FAC that has abordable in the name, affordable. It's new and no one quite knows exactly how it's going to work. I'm not sure they know, But what we do know is that subsidies will be open to the private sector. And that's the reasoning, right? They were like, we need to build more housing, but we don't want to be Toronto. We're going to have a bunch of luxury homes. I mean, they're not really luxury homes. They're just regular apartments, but they're at luxury prices. And that's what we'll see with this. We know that. And here at the CICV, I mean, we want the socialization of housing. We want the mass socialization of housing. And this program, the FAC, is not going to give us that. We don't know what social housing here would look like if it was well-funded. You know, people have a lot of, they're like, oh, co-ops or affordable housing sounds good because they have a stereotype of what an HLM is. But the only reason the stereotype is like that is because we've always been underfunding them.
There was talk of Bill 31, as well as local legislation in Verdun, at Friday's barbecue, but also catch-ups among friends and neighbors. O'Donnell says that cultivating a feeling of community is important to this kind of organizing.
Yeah, well, the barbecue is an attempt to kind of like reignite our membership, especially, you know, we want at the CACV, we already have an active membership base, but we want people from the community to come and feel like, you know, the CACV is theirs and it's like a tool to mobilize through. And we think too, like, it's for sure the housing crisis and people being evicted, it's all over the news. We all know the stories, but we do need to still share them amongst each other. And we really hope too that through this barbecue, people meet each other and they are interested in spending time with each other and organizing together. That's the most important part, yeah.
My name's Melissa Simard. I live in Verdun. I'm a solo mom. I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm extremely involved in the community here in Verdun.
Simard was one of the speakers at Friday's barbecue. She says she's found solidarity in groups like the CACV and the Montreal Autonomous Tenants Union. Now, she's here to encourage others to fight against evictions if they're able.
I see people that are facing eviction. I see people in dire straits. And this housing crisis and this wave of evictions, it's extremely discriminatory. It's very, very disproportionately aimed at women, single parents, elderly people, people who don't have the means to fight back often, or the resources, or sometimes the knowledge, or the support within their community. And so as somebody that I feel like I am in a position where I can fight back, I'm also trying to rally other people and really create strength in numbers and fight for my community. I mean, I'm originally from BC. I never want to see Montreal become like Vancouver or Toronto. And I feel like there's been a total lack of humanity that I've been witnessing in terms of evictions. And there's a certain callousness and a total disregard for people's situations. And I think it's horrible. I think housing is a right. I think people should be able to live affordably and in dignity. And I'm willing to fight for it.
The fight against evictions is personal for Samard. She's been trapped in a legal battle with her landlord for the past 2 years. She says what started as a push to get her landlord to do necessary repairs has led to repeated eviction cases at the housing tribunal, which her landlord keeps trying for a favorable judge.
Technically, like when you look at it on paper, I had lawyers that read her demand and they laughed out loud and said like she'll never get it, and people told me there's no way, like she has no chance of getting it. But you don't know, it's a roll of the dice. Like I know people who have been evicted for no reason, there wasn't even a conflict or anything like that, and they just kept chipping and chipping and trying until they got rid of them. And so for me, I think people need to dig in. I think as much as there's precedent, like a lot of people don't go all the way through. They'll get offered compensation to leave. There's all kinds of reasons, different pressure tactics. You're essentially putting yourself in a conflictual situation, so you don't have a reference. You know, you're in an extreme case of vulnerability, so people will usually back down. And so if you actually are able to see it through and fight, you can also hopefully contribute to precedents on the other side of where, you know, tenants are being backed and these cases of abuse are being fully documented and recognized.
She says she's also lobbied local politicians, but to no avail.
I think it's totally discouraging, and I think where I find it so hard is that where people are supposed to be entrusted with power to protect people, when it's like shifted back onto the individual continually. So the individual is the one that has to navigate those systems. The individual is the one that has to fight so hard to see change, and most people cannot do it. And I have to say, it's been a huge stressor. It's been extremely exhausting, and I will not give it up. Despite all of that, like, I will not give up.
When asked about the eviction moratorium, the Verdun Borough Council did not immediately comment. I'm Jules Pigel. Thanks for listening.